It's the ice that just keeps icing this winter. De-icing is the problem. Road salt is in short supply in the Miami Valley. Fred Stovall heads the Public Works Department for the city of Dayton.
We're getting deliveries, but we're getting slow deliveries. I mean, we ordered 5,200 tons January 2nd, and probably out of that 5,200, I'll maybe have received about, I'm going to say 1,600 of that.
Dayton has already spent more than $700,000 on salt this winter, $100,000 more than the whole winter in 2012-2013. Prices have also gone up, which affects private snowplowers. Plow operator Jesse Acock is happy to be busy, but salt is turning into a burden.
So that's kind of a scary thing for us. Everything's becoming scarce.
The solution? Plan for alternatives, says Beaver Creek Superintendent of Streets John Wolcha.
We're going to go with alternate materials. You're going to see sand and grit being used. People in the Dayton area is going to have to be a lot more careful because the snow or the roads are going to be slicker all over.
With more winter weather to come, he says, this could just be the tip of the iceberg. For WYSO, I'm Lewis Wallace.